Turn to the 123rd Psalm. The 123rd Psalm. The Bible says, verse number 1, said, "Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if the Lord help me on this thought, along the way. Along the way. As you look at this, you look at these psalms. These are what they call psalms of degrees, and songs of psalms as that they would sing to each other as they was going up to worship. And as we see them, and they're singing these songs, and they're singing these to each other, we see the power of God moving upon them as they go up, and we can see it, and you can vision as their eyes as they're going up, and they begin to meet people. Amen. Just kind of like we do in the roads that we travel today. As we're going up and we're going about, we're meeting people along the way. And as they're meeting people, they meet people. Sometimes there's people that are scornful. Some people that are contemptuous in the eyes, amen. And they ridicule us and they put us down. And they don't appreciate what we have in the Lord. Most time they just don't understand it. And if they did, they would have a different attitude about it and about us. But as we go up, we meet people like that, don't we? You and I, every day, it seems like we're meeting more and more people as we're going up. We're on this road. We're traveling. Praise God. I won't say in the authority of the Word of God, there's nowhere to quit now. As the old fella said, we've come too far to turn back now. Amen. We just got to keep pressing on just a little further. Praise God. In one day, in a little while along the way, praise God, the Lord's going to walk with us. He's going to talk with us and lead us by His mighty hand of power. Praise God, if we'll just stay with the Lord. So as we see, as they're going up, as we're going up, as everyone's going up, and we're traveling on this narrow road to glory, amen. Now the crowd is going up, and they're going up in the other direction. Now there's a broad way, the Bible says, that leads to destruction. And many there go in thereat. Praise God, and that's where we're at today. But we're on that narrow way to narrow road to glory. We're passing on through. And as we go, we have to begin to wonder sometimes, what do we do? What do we do now? What do we do from here to get to where we need to be, to get us from point A to point B? Amen. Have you ever thought about that? What it's going to take to get us from point A to point B? Amen. What do we do? That'd be the first question, I guess. What do we do? The Bible says that unto thee lift up mine eyes. The first thing we got to do is we just got to look to heaven. Amen. We just got to look to heaven. We got to look up to the God in heaven. Praise God. Can we know where He's at? Praise God. He's sitting in the throne room of grace today in the portals of glory. And if we're going to get any help at all, we're going to have to get it from Him. We can try to put our faith in our congressmen and our leaders and all the people of this world. And we've tried that and it got us very far. But praise God, if we'll look unto the hills, as the writer says, from which come with our help. Realize our help comes from heaven, and our help's going to come from the Lord. He's the only one that's ever going to make a difference. I don't know about you, but I've tried a lot of different things in this world. I've went a lot of different directions here, there, and yonder, praise God, just trying some different things. And there's never been any of them that worked out for me as good as the Lord has. The Lord's always been there. He's always been an ever-present help. He's been an encouragement. He showed me where I need to be. He's helped me to get there. He's given me a firm foundation which to stand. He's given me a solid foundation which to build. He's given me the confidence I need to go just a little further. He's been that the love, praise God, that loved on me when nobody else did. He's the one that's given me the light when darkness was overshadowing. He's the one, praise God, that walked with me when nobody else would. He's the one that gave me guidance and leadership from the portals of glory, when I was looking for direction. I want to say tonight, God Almighty is good today. Praise God. And along the way, we need to just look to Him more and more, because He's looking down on us and He sees everything about us. Now the world and the demons of hell try to tell you tonight that God don't care nothing about you. He's just up there to look down on you, to beat you down and to keep you down. But I want to say that's contrary to the Word of God. God Almighty was there in heaven and He looked down on us with love and with mercy. Praise God. That's new every day. Well, hey, I'm glad. You better be glad I ain't God. I'd get tired of my shenanigans and flip me off into somewhere else. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty loves us. And God's looking down on us. And God sees us and God loves us. And He's there to help us and encourage us. And He's comforting us, praise God, if we'll let Him. Amen. But we're going to have to decide tonight, church, if we're going to focus on the things that's true and the things that's right and the things that's righteous, or we're going to keep going the direction of this old wicked world and try to let them dictate to us who we are and what we do and what we say and the direction we're going. Amen. Praise God. I'm saying we need to do like the psalmist did. They was singing one another, glory, hallelujah. They said, Lord, we're just looking up. And as we're going up, we're looking up. Praise God, we're looking to You to take care of us, to encourage us and help us and just love us along the way. I praise God, I'm glad God has enough love tonight for every one of us. Praise the Lord. When it seems like nobody else cares about you, seems nobody cares at all. Praise God, I want to tell you tonight, there's one that's in the portals of glory tonight. God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you. Amen. Amen. Now, devil don't like me preaching this tonight, but I'm telling you tonight, there's somebody in heaven that loves us. God Almighty is there for us. He's there to give us, praise God, from His hand what we need. Amen. We see as we look up to heaven, and we see that power. He said, I lift up mine eyes. But notice what it says. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. It takes a personal look if we're going to find God. Amen. Somebody else can't look for you. Somebody else can't find God for you. Somebody else can't put you where you need to be. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me tonight, church? Praise God. We got to find our place with God. We got to draw nigh to Him. You got to look to Him. You got to see Him. You got to recognize. You got to realize that He is the God of glory. He is the God of heaven. He is the God of the universe, praise God. In the span of His hand, He holds it all. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord God, when you receive Lord Jesus Christ, He actually puts His hand. He puts you in His hand, praise God, and that hand is big enough, the span to hold the whole world. He holds the whole world, you and I and everything in it, in the palm of His hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put Him in a box now. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, you're going to put Him in a box, you better get you a big box. Because God Almighty is a big God. Praise God, His Spirit reaches down and He reaches out. And it's a circumference. The circumference of it is all through the universe. And God Almighty puts us in His hand. Through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, we're covered, praise God, and we're made safe. We're put in a place tonight. I'm telling you, we can look to the heavens, praise God, because God Almighty, if we'll look, if you'll look, if I'll look, praise God, we can realize where we are tonight, and there's no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. I feel sorry for people that think I can be saved today and lost tomorrow. They don't have the God I serve. Amen. Praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace, covered me with blood, wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life. And praise God, I'll tell you tonight, He ain't got no racer. Amen. My name's in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. One day He'll read it out in the portals of glory, and I'll be there. Amen. I believe you say, Pastor, you believe? I believe that with all my heart, because my book says so. His book says so. Amen. He said, so they going up and they said, hey, look, what we're going to do. We're just going to look up to heaven. We're going to look where God is. That way we might see the magnificent power of our Heavenly Father. We might recognize who He is and what He has for us. The encouragement and the enlightenment, praise God, that comes from God Almighty. Amen. We get dumbed down in this world, don't we? They try to dumb us down, say, well, you know, it's not all that you've been taught. It's not all that you thought. You know, there's not a God and He's the only one. There's all kinds of gods out there. Yeah, there is little g gods. Amen. That'll distract your mind and distract your body. It'll take you in the wrong direction, take you further than you want to go, and praise God, and leave you there and never give you direction to get back where you need to be. That's the little gods of this world. But there's also a God of heaven, praise God, who's an almighty God, who knows you, loves you, praise God, knows you inside out, knows you better than you know yourself. And He says, praise God, I'm going to reach down and touch Him. I'm going to help Him. I'm going to guide Him. I'm going to lead Him. I'm going to show Him my way. Amen. And then He says, praise God, while I'm showing Him, so I'm just going to walk with Him along the way. No wonders as going up, praise God, so I'm just going to look. Said individually, praise God, we're going to look to see who God is. We're going to recognize Him, praise God. That's what we do. We look to God in heaven, praise God. See, if we get to looking at the enemy, you'll be discouraged. Oh, the enemy's out there. All over this world, all over the outlets of this world. The enemy's there, and they're trying to discourage us, and they're trying to tell us how stupid and ignorant we are and what we believe, and for having a faith in one God and having a walk, praise God, that's right in the eyes of that God. Amen. Having a little bit of conviction. Amen. We're living in the day and hour when the world says that we need to have morals. We need to be more moral in what we believe. I want to tell you, you ain't going to have no morals, praise God, without conviction. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour when the world is telling us along the way that we're going, the world telling us, first forget about what you used to believe, get what you think, praise God. Hey, listen, I'll tell you, I don't care about what I think, but I'll tell you what I know. I know there's a God of heaven that come down to where I was. Showed me I was an old sinner needing to be saved. And on a Wednesday night, 1976, He come in that little old church in Oakland, America, where I was, reached down in portals of my soul, stirred around there, praise God, fingered around. Hey, I didn't get right with God that first night because I knew I was going to hell. My granddad already showed me hell. I seen the fires. I felt the heat. But praise God, on that night in 1976, He saved me by His marvelous grace. Come into that church where I was at, praise the Lord. He said, son, I love you. You don't want you to go to hell. I want to save you with a mighty hand. He reached down that night, stirred in my heart. I'm not talking about my head. There's a lot of people that had a stirring in their head. I run into people all the time and say, Pastor, Preacher, I know who Jesus is. Yeah, the demons of hell know who He is and tremble, but they're not saved. Praise God, I know who Jesus is because he stirred a finger of God around my heart. Praise God, got my attention. I said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God, He did. Amen. Have you had that occurrence happen to you? Amen. You remember when Jesus stirred your heart and showed you was no sinner? Praise the Lord. You fell on your face. You wept. You cried. You said, oh God. You said, well, preacher, you know, I don't think a person has to weep and cry to be saved. No, you might not, but praise God, I did. Amen. Praise God. And it wasn't tears of a sadness, praise God. It was tears of rejoicing. Amen. I looked and I saw Jesus. I saw heaven, praise God. And I saw the Heavenly Father and sat at the right hand of my Father who was my Savior. And He said, son, I died for you. I love you. And I want to help you along this way. I said, well, Lord, I'm not doing too good by myself. Hey, I wasn't but 14 years old, but I'll tell you what. I was already trying to head in the wrong direction. I was already trying to go down the wrong roads. There's a lot of roads out there. They're broad. But praise God, Jesus got a hold of my heart that night. Praise God, redirected my thought, redirected my thinking. You say, preacher, you've always been right since then. No. Amen. I've failed and come short many, many times. But Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace, put me in the hand of God Almighty. I'm a walking, praise God, I'm a talking, I'm a living, praise God, because I'm a child of God, praise God, because He put me in a place of safety. I can't get out of it when I try to. Amen, listen to me. When I try to get out of that, Lord God Almighty speaks to my heart. He touches me in my soul, praise the Lord. Redirects my thought, redirects my thinking. An alarm bell goes off. I've told you before, I can't do the things I used to. Amen. Because when I start to go in the wrong direction, that alarm goes off. As Brother Charles says, like an alarm beacon on the back of a trash truck. Amen. Praise God. Beep, beep, beep. Amen. Gets my attention. I refocus. I say, Lord, forgive me. You know what I do? Before that ever has time to take root and set in and settle in, praise God, I run it on through my mind. I get rid of it. And I do like Miss G says all the time. I just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the devil has to flee. These folks was going up. They was worshiping as they go. They was singing praises, but one singing to another. Amen. And they said, well, hey, he said, I'm just going to look at Jesus, look to the heaven. I'm going to look to heaven. I'm going to look to God. I'm going to just look into the portals of glory. I'm going to look into the throne room of grace. Amen, because that's where my help comes from. Amen. Now, the others were singing back. They were singing the things of God. Amen, but he was looking up. Praise God, he tells us how he got there. Amen. And so the 121st Psalm, he said, verse number 1, he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He said, I'm going to look up to heaven. So I'm going to look up to God. I'm going to look up to my heavenly Father. Praise God. He said, oh yeah, by the way, let me just add a little bit to it. He's the God of heaven and He's the God of earth. He's the God of everything. Amen. Praise God. God is, listen, God is still in control today. Amen. He's absolute control of His own. We think God's up there wringing His hands. He's trying to figure this thing out. Amen. Praise God. If you'll look in the volume of the book, He said, it's already written down. He's pinned her down, say, from the very beginning to the very end, and praise God, He's the end, and praise when we get there. And He said, God knows exactly where we are. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart of every human being on this earth, praise God, and He's there to help us if we'll let Him. Amen. Along the way, adversity comes. But God Almighty, praise God, He's still reigning from heaven. He's never relinquished any of His power. Somehow or another, the way, if you listen to the liberal media and stuff, you'd think He'd just give up on everything and just throw it in the towel. My God don't throw in the towel. Amen. He knows exactly what's going on, praise God, and He's there to take care of some things. Different situations. Amen. So I said, I'd lift up my eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens. When they looked up, they saw Him. Praise God. And they look up into heaven and they look up to God's unchanging hand. I love that song, don't you? Thank God for His unchanging hand. That hand of mercy, that hand of love, that hand of compassion that He has. Amen. For me and for you. Praise the Lord. He is the master of our lives. Amen. He wants to be, praise God. He said, behold, as the eyes of servants look into the hand of their master. Amen. Praise God. As a servant, He said, we look to the hand of an almighty God. We look to that hand, praise God, when we couldn't reach up far enough to get a hold of Him. When we tried to reach up as high as we could, and it just seemed like we couldn't reach up to get the hold of God so that God could pull us out. You know what God did for us, Brother Bill? He reached down first, praise God, a whole lot further than we could reach up, and He got a hold of us, and He pulled us up, and He brought us out. I thank God there's a God does that tonight. He don't just bring you up, dangle you out over your sin, dangle you out over the world. But if we'll let Him, praise God, we'll look to Him, we'll trust in Him, He'll bring us up and He'll bring us out. He'll put us in a place where there's a firmness, praise God, where there's a solid foundation, a place we can build and love and encourage, praise God, and be encouraged. That's what God does. I think it'd be a good thing tonight just to hold on to the unchanging hand of God. Amen. Realize, praise God, God's got you and He ain't going to let you go. He's going to hold on to you. Praise the Lord. He's going to encourage you. He's going to pull you unto Himself. There's a whole lot of the world today that's trying to just get away from God, though. It's sad. It breaks my heart for them. They're trying to get away from God. They're trying to get away from God, godliness. Amen. And God's a wooing them and He's calling them. He's trying to love on them. He's trying to encourage them, and they don't want it. Amen. Listen, a person would be crazy if they don't want somebody to love them. Don't want somebody, praise God, somebody to encourage them, somebody to be there to help them. Amen. Don't ever shun away a person or somebody that wants to help you. Amen. Receive that. Let God let them help you. Amen. Because someday you may need to help them. We don't ever know. Praise God. But God, He is the master, praise God. He's the one that reaches and gets us. And we are His servants. That's what it's supposed to be. He's the master, praise God, and we're His servants. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't go there. I'm not ashamed to be called a servant of God. Amen. Hey, it don't bother me a bit if you call me a servant of God. I honor that, praise God. I receive that. I am that. I'm just a servant of God. Trying to do just a little something this side of heaven, praise God, for Him. Try to be a little bit of an encouragement, praise God. A servant of God, I placed every bit of my faith in Him. I told you this morning, I don't have much faith in me. Amen. I know I don't have much faith at all in this world we live in. The politicians and the people that's supposed to have our best interest at heart. Amen. But praise God, I've got faith in God Almighty, who I know loves me and cares for me, and He's there to help me. He's there to help us. He's there to encourage our hearts. Amen. If we'd just be servants to Him, look unto the hand of God. Just hold on to it for dear life. Hold on to it tight. Amen. Don't let go. Praise God. Stay with the one that loves you there and is there to help you. The one that shows us His grace and His mercy. Amen. Ask Him to help. Ask Him to take care of you. Amen. I'm not ashamed to ask Him to take care of me. I don't know the times in my life that me and my wife has had to ask Him. We got back down to the bottom of the barrel. We had said, Lord, you know, here we are. Amen. And I said, Lord, I belong to You. And hey, Lord, You've got a problem. Amen. So, Lord, You've got a problem. And, you know, we're just, you know, we're doing the best we can. And we're trying to be responsible. But, Lord, we just don't have the means. Amen. And God Almighty will move upon the scene and move and stir. Praise God. Next thing you know, God moves and He begins to make a difference. Amen. He begins to add to. Praise God. I'm glad God's the God of addition. But I want to say tonight, He's also the God of multiplication. Amen. Praise God. He'll begin to multiply and give us, praise God, when we trust in Him. Amen. But we need to be ready to take orders. Amen. We need to be ready to take direction from the Lord as He begins to minister to us and to help us along the way so that we're in line to help others along that way. Along the way as we're going up. Oh, the scorners is there. The ones with contempt for us are there. The ridiculers and the name callers and the people that would despitefully use us, they're there along the way. They're hollering across the way saying, hey, you crazy thing, what are you doing? Praise God, you can just raise up to heaven and say, glory to God, I'm going up. Amen. I'm making my way up along the way. Praise God, you can just wave to heaven and say, amen, everything's going to be all right. Bless His holy name. Praise God. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying they said what they did, they looked for God's help. Amen. They looked to God in heaven. They looked for God's hand. And they looked for God's help. God help you if you'll let Him. Amen. We're living in a world nobody wants to let God help them. They don't. You know why? Because we don't have faith to believe that He can. And we don't have faith to believe He can, then we don't have faith to believe that He will. Amen. We're missing out on tons and tons of blessings because we just don't believe God wants to bless us. that God wants to encourage us, that God wants to help us along the way, if we'll let Him. He owns it all. Amen. The old saying, a cattle of a thousand hills. But I got news for you, praise God. He owns the hills that they roam on. Praise the Lord. Because He's God. But if we look to Him for help, He'll help us. Amen. If we'll just look to Him. He said, verse number 3 said, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, this things ain't right. Things ain't going the way we'd like to. We just get discouraged and we get downtrodden. But Lord God, we're just looking to You, looking for You to help us, to bring us up out of this, to help us get over the old Molly Grubbs and just be in the shout and praise God again. Amen. Giving Him glory for what's taking place in our lives. Praise God. Adequate mercy is available. He said, have mercy upon us. Begin to ask God for, let me ask you a question. When you ask God for help tonight, do you expect Him to deliver? Huh? Say, well, preacher, I pray a lot and I ask God for love. You'll do that. Oh, we'll pile out there and we got a whole shopping list. A lot of times we'll run our shopping list by God. Lord, I need this and I need that and amen. And I need something else and I need another. Hello? But do we ever just pray, ask God in sincerity, say, Lord, you know what? There's a need. I've got a lost loved one. I've got somebody in my family that's sick. I've got problems in my life. Praise God. I've got situations, amen, that I need some help with. And we pray and we seek God's help. We'll get that help when we seek Him with a sincere heart. Amen. Not just some flippant prayer that we pray and we leave it. You say, well, preacher, I said to Lord, I just pray and leave it at the altar. No, we pray and we leave it with God. Praise God. We put it in God's hands so He can take and help us. And we believe in our hearts and we believe in our heads. Praise God that God hears and He answers prayer and He answers it to His glory so that when it's said and done, that you and I can give Him perfect praise. Amen. How many times we pray, but we don't even really believe what we're praying? We'll pray and we'll give our shopping list. And then we'll get up, pop our blow gum, go on down the road. Amen. We ought to get down on our face. We ought to pray with sincerity. We ought to talk to God every day. Amen. Thanking Him and praising Him for what He's done already, or what He's doing right now, and what He's going to do down the road. Amen. As we're going up, we ought to be praising God for what He's doing as we're climbing. Amen. Every rung of the ladder ought to have a praise for God. Hello. Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Amen. We can do this if we will. If we will, if we'll just have a sincere heart with God, realizing that we've sincerely messed up and we sincerely need some help. Amen. And we ask God to be that ever-present help even right now in the situation that we're facing. And pray believing. He said, if we pray believing, you shall receive. Thank you. Amen. He didn't say we might or we could say God. He said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. People all the time call me and say, Pastor Jeff, pray for this. And Pastor Jeff, pray for that. Amen. But I wonder, do we ever take time to pray ourselves? Amen. They may be, how can I say this delicately? They may be some objects that you have that you can pray more sincerely about than I can. Amen. It's more, God has put that burden more on your heart. Not that I won't take it seriously. Amen? Does that make sense? But this is something, praise God, that's really burning on your heart. Amen? It's really sincere in your heart. It's really touching your heart. And it's coming from God. Now, if it's coming from God, it's coming to your heart. And if we ask anything, praise God. Amen? Ask anything in faith, believe, and He said, you shall receive. God's already moving. Amen. Before you ever call Pastor Jeff, and I mean, that's fine. It don't bother me a bit, praise the Lord. If you call me, text me, ask me to pray, praise God, we're going to pray. And I'm going to pray just as sincerely as I know it. But I'm just saying, sometimes, praise God, you can get through when I can't. Amen. I'm just being honest. Amen. Sometimes you might be able to get through for me where I can't. Amen. There's been times I've called some of you and said, hey, would you help me pray about this? I had a fella a while back, a close relation, and had some situations taking place, and we was eating breakfast. He said, I'm really disappointed. And I said, about what? I said, what are you disappointed in? He said, well, you was going through all this, had all this situation, had all this on you, and said you didn't tell me about it so I could help you pray. I said, no, wait a minute. I said, I called you, and I said, I told you. I said, please help me pray, a very special object that I need some help with. I said, didn't I call you? She said, well, yeah, but you didn't give me the details. I said, I called you because I needed some help. Amen. And I didn't feel that I need to give you all the gory details of what was going on. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? God's unchanging hand is big enough, but if we've got to pray, we've got to believe that it's big enough to take care of our problems, yours and mine. Amen. Just because I don't call you and tell you every aspect of my problem doesn't mean you can't help me pray. Amen. Let me just say, if I call you and ask you to help me pray, then I need you to help me pray. I mean, just as sincerely as you can pray, get a hold of God for Pastor Jeff and say, Lord, you know what's going on with Pastor Jeff. Please, Lord. Amen. Help him. Move upon this situation. And give him that only you are able to, glory, hallelujah, that you're able to provide. Amen. And you know what? I'll get over on the other side. Over on the side where I'm at. Praise God, the joy bells of heaven begin to ring down my soul. And God will let me know that somebody's ringing heaven's bells for me. Praise God. Praise God, the phone line has already been answered and God Almighty is moving in a magnificent way. But you know what? A lot of times we ask people to pray for us. We ask people to pray for a situation, but we don't even have faith to believe that God can. Amen. We'll carry on in those same situations day after day after day. Amen. Not even believing that God can. There's a father that was there, and he had a son that devils just tearing him all to pieces. Throwing him down, throwing him in the fire, trying to drown him. The disciples couldn't help him. Jesus come down off the Mount of Transfiguration. There it was. And he said, Lord, if you could help my son. He said, well, let it be according to your faith. He said, if you've got faith to believe, he could be made better. That father who loved that boy with all his heart, loved that boy with every fiber of his being, he said, oh, Lord, I've got faith. But let Lord, oh Lord, with his face down, he said, oh Lord, please help mine unbelief. He said, if there's any unbelief in me, praise God, help me to get rid of it, to have faith to believe that you are God, that you're able, amen, to heal my boy. Amen. Hadn't no more and got gone, praise God, the words out of his mouth till the old devil began to shake and rattle and roll in that little boy, praise God, and the Lord cast him out. And then he was there, cleansed of that devil, cleansed of that influence that was there, been there for a long time. But we have faith to believe. We ask God for his help, and we believe God will help us along this road as we're going up. Amen. Get past the attacks of the enemy, the scorn and the contempt. Amen. Hey, they scorn and tempt out there, and they're proud of it. They're proud of that. They're proud of all the contempt they have for us. There's contemptuous people out there all over the place, and they're full of scorn, filled with contempt. Amen. But that's because they don't know who our God is. If they ever come to realize the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, everything will be made different, praise God. Amen. But we got to let God's Word, amen, be our strength. We got to let the words of God Almighty, praise God, be our strength. To drown out the cries of the enemy as we're going up. Praise God, when they cry, we just cry the louder. Dear Lord, please help me. Amen.